To speak about green or climate, because the next session, and I'm on the next session, so there. But I think that all the interventions on what is COP, the challenge of COP, were very interesting. But I leave them aside to concentrate on what Mrs. Lee Collins said. I think that you have highlighted education, and it's staggering that education and health is 22 down from what it was. And I think that if you can just bring, because it has also to do with financing, more and more in Africa, you see that there are projects that are off the beaten track and that are betting on informal education based on technology. So new technologies are also a very good instrument. And you have from initiatives of not state-based high education with private universities finance, as you have said, there is a lack of, or it was Mr. Ghanem that mentioned the distance between private and public in understanding each other. And I think that in education, it's an area where we see it even more, because education has traditionally been public, and the private initiatives were not there, and especially I would say in the high level. And today you have, and you have in Africa, and you have this financing that doesn't go the same way. Now, in this SDG approach, I think there is something that different speakers have highlighted, is this point 7 dedicated to. I think that we have to be realistic. Europe, in the first place, we are linking any contribution on just now it's partnership to either immigration or strategic interest or something. So the concept this concept is changing. Second, in Europe now we have a huge, in our surroundings, so a huge demand for funding from Ukraine to the Middle East, which means that Africa, which is an area that is also challenging, either is mixed with this issue of immigration or is left aside. And just, I won't go long on this, but the investment bank, the European Investment Bank, is a good example on how they are distributing their means. Last but not least, the Bretton Woods institutions, and of course, you know it very well. I have been part of it. And we have a dormant institution, which is MIGA. MIGA should be the topic that the world over we should foster, because the MIGA is exactly this conveyor belt between public and private, and this conveyor belt on risk, on de-risking. I will leave it there, and on the different very interesting comments on COP and climate and all that, I leave it for the next session.